Faith in anything as a place you can grow up in cannot be a place to put. It doesn't mean that you drank from it. If you, the first time you drank from it, you didn't drink from the cup itself, you poured it out into another cup, then it's not a problem of plaguing. Plaguing is only when you drink from that cup that came out. Shmuel says, even if you took a little bit with your finger out of the cup, that's also not plaguing. Only if you drink with your mouth. So fine, in the case that you poured up some of it beforehand and now you want to use the cup of bracha, you have another problem. Was when you want to use the cup the second time, it's supposed to be close to molar, as we will see, it's supposed to be full cup. So the Mishnah Berurah is either talking about that just poured out a little bit, even though it's not full to the top, it's still considered molar. The condition that the cup has to be full or Kiddush doesn't mean it has to be mamish going over the brim. Close to the top is good enough. Or talking about a case where you drank even more than that, and afterwards you pour the wine to a smaller cup and respect to the smaller cup, it shows up as well. You drink from a bigger jug, not only when you drink from a cup. It says if you drank from a barrel, then that doesn't remain in the bag. Pogim, which was says that the Kiddush should even matter is there, just in case you have a barrel in your home. That the other people that are assuming eating over it should also drink from the kosher bracha, like Kiddush. They have cups and in front of them that have wine that is spoken, then also that's not good enough for the dinner of kosher bracha. You should pour a little bit of his wine into your cup. If you're drinking from his cup, even though no, the person made Kiddush and then he gives things out from his cup to the family, drinking from what he drank from, even though it is Pogum, this is the place of Shabrocha itself, that's all right.